Hey everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Chirag, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing this week?
I'm good, yes, not bad. So I wanted to have like a kind of philosophical episode today.
Ooh, yeah, it's been a while since we had one of those.
Yeah, we haven't had one for ages. You know, we were talking offline and we've talked before about, I talk about my sessions, of course, everything's confidential. I don't talk about the actual people, but we talk about the kind of way the sessions go. And, you know, I'll go to people's houses and often the clients will tell. They'll tell their family or their friends that this person's coming in to organise them. And, you know, or they'll tell their spouses. And often people will be like, why are you paying money to somebody to come and do this? We could do it with you. Or you haven't got that much stuff. What's wrong with you? There's a lack of understanding of why someone might need it. And if somebody's feeling overwhelmed with the amount of clutter in their lives, it's very hard for other people to accept that there's this feeling of overwhelmness. And whereas with an organizer, you know, we know what that feeling is like and we can help people to get organized and to get through that wall of overwhelmness and to clear the clutter properly and then organize it.
That's obviously awesome that people would are telling the rest of the family or telling who are in the house that who might be directly impacted by that. But have you been in situations where they haven't done that?
There has been. It does happen often that wives won't tell the husbands. So we can only do morning sessions. So before the husbands come home in the afternoon or evening. And when they see it, a lot of them will then understand. Of course, you know, and then, you know, the wives will pay for the session. So it won't come out of the family income as well. So there's that.
But that's the unknown ones, right? Like, that, that's the one where, like, they're not even aware that it's happening. In the case where they know they want to do it, but they're too, I don't know if scared is the right word, but they just don't, they're not ready to have the conversation. So they're just going to have you walked into a situation where either the other members of the family or someone show midway through the session or like they're already there, but they're just not aware why you were there.
Yeah, yeah, that's happened. A husband turned up like in the middle because the maid had called him and said, there's this woman here doing stuff.
That's like proper drama.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So imagine this maid had called to the husband, said, there's this strange woman in the house and she's getting rid of stuff. You have to come home. So he rushed home, came in, and luckily we had found some jewelry and precious stones through the decluttering process in the bedroom, which they had been looking for years. They hadn't been able to find this, like this very important thing, items, and I had found it and put it safely on the dresser table and said, and she was just like in tears that we'd found it. She was so happy. And just at that moment, he turned up and he was like, you know, speaking Arabic, going, who is she? What is she doing? And she went, look what she found. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have found this. And then he was just like, oh my God. And then I went, look, and this is what else I've done, because I'd already started organizing and labeled stuff. So I showed him what I'd done and how organized the drawers were and the parts of the room. And he saw it. And then he saw what had been decluttered and he went, okay, now it makes sense. So that was like, thank God it was the right timing that it happened. But yeah, that was, you know, that was, and she was freaking out because he had just turned up and I just went, it's fine. I can prove to him that we're doing something worthwhile for the family. And he was happy at the end. I mean, of course, he was happy because we found something very valuable. Yes, I've had it as well that I've gone into houses and a lot of daughters will call me, you know. So in these big local houses, there's often, you know, in lots of big families, there's lots of clutter because it accumulated for so many years, decades, and never got rid of anything. And so it finally gets to the point where the children of the house have had enough. And they've watched, you know, decluttering programs, read books, heard our podcasts, and said, no, look, I can't take this anymore. I need, you know, Shalina to come in. So I've gone in. So they haven't said exactly who I am. They've just said, I'm a friend coming to help them clean up their room. But the thing is, I come in with my Declutter Me t-shirt and I have a proper like tool bag with all my stuff in it. So then I look more than just a friend. So then they're like, who are you? And of course, I'm very polite. So I'm always like, hello, auntie, how are you? Yes, I'd love a chai or a karak chai and some nibbles. Yes, you know, when I'm not fasting. So they will, you know, they warm up to me, and then I will just work on the daughter's room. Or the son's room. I've had a few sons as well. And so we just work on the room, and then they, you know, the mothers usually will come in and start looking at what's being decluttered. They always have to, you know, kind of meddle and check and make sure things are not going that shouldn't be gone and make comments. But then they'll see what it looks like post-declutter and organized and labeled, and then the light switches on and they go, okay, this was a good idea and this needed. And some of them do say, like, the mums will come and go, thank God you've come in and sorted this out. We didn't realize this was needed, but it was needed.
So I guess let's talk a little bit more about that, because I think it's an interesting aspect of decluttering, right? I mean, we have talked about the mental impact of decluttering. Mm. We've talked about the guilt that sometimes leads to clutter. This is the other side of that story, right? So this is not the person directly, but it's the people around them who might be impacted by what they're doing, and how important it is, I guess, based on what I'm hearing, for people to have the conversation, preferably in advance. Even this would apply if you're really taking on a house decluttering project for yourself, as in to say, okay, you know what, I'm going to spend the next week like just going through everything because I just can't take it anymore. Yeah. But it's important to talk to the people whose stuff will be affected by this.
It is. And if you're doing, say, a whole house declutter, not just your room, and it's other people's stuff, they have to be involved. So whether it is that you do the declutter and put the pile in one corner of the room and say, you need to go through all this, or if you get them to be involved in the session as well, then that will work. I have had other clients, it's usually the cousins or the sisters will turn up midway because they've had the conversation, said, this is happening in my house. And they've gone, you're crazy. Why are you doing this? And then they've come to witness and to see and to sort of, you know, stop them from doing it in a way. And then they've seen what's happening and gone, oh. Even though sometimes I have had one woman screaming at me and telling me off for making her cousin declutter clothes and shoes. And this woman had a lot and lot of shoes and clothes, and they needed to be decluttered. And she was ready at that time. And she was emotionally ready to declutter. And this person was stopping it with a lot of screaming. But thankfully, there were other family members there who said, no, leave her alone. She needs to do this and she's ready to do this. This is not your stuff. You haven't paid for it, so it's not your decision. So you do get that. So it's once in a while I get screamed at, but generally it's fine. But another one is I've had Auntie G's sit on a chair and watch me while I'm decluttering and organizing, and then tell me off for doing things. I've had that twice happen to me.
Right.
That was quite funny. And then I've had to explain, look, this is my job. I've been doing this for many years. I know what I'm doing. Don't worry, Auntie. I won't throw anything away that doesn't have to go. But anything that does, it will be decluttered and it will be agreed with the client, like with the daughter. But yeah, that was not fun. That has to be done.
So that's one aspect I think that people should remember and kind of focus on and actually make it a part of the process, right? So involving the person, or at least having a conversation with other members who might be in the family. What else? What else do you find when it comes to people and the people that are involved in the process, directly or indirectly, the kind of potential issues that someone should be aware of before they embark on the process?
The other major thing, which is actually directly with the client, is that I have a lot of clients. So they've finally taken the step to book me, which is wonderful. And sometimes it does take months, sometimes even years, to get to the point where they know they need my help. And some even, you know, postpone the bookings because they freak out. And there's a lot of people who freak out before I come. So the night before, they're freaking out about me coming. They don't sleep. So I get very tired clients sometimes. And because they don't, you know, I've explained what's going to happen and what's the process and how it's going to work with me. And that I'm physically there with them to go through everything. I don't tell them what to do and then walk away, you know. So I'm there with them, you know, kind of holding their hand. But at the beginning, sometimes people will freak out. And I have ones that do start procrastinating. So they will waste half an hour of precious decluttering and organizing time to make me a cup of tea, to get me some food, you know, to talk about other things, to show areas that are not cluttered. They will, you know, and they'll talk, and it's quite amusing to watch. And I'll finally say to them, like, I try not to make it to half an hour. I try and make it like up to 10 minutes, but it depends on the person. And I'll go, okay, enough procrastinating now. It's a good try, but let's get on with it. And they'll look at me going, and I'm like, no, you're not the first person who's tried this on with me. And so then they're like, okay, phew, she knows, like, I have done this before. This is not an unusual situation. So there's the fear, and that there's not much I can do. I do, you know, message clients before the night before to say, you know, just confirm session. Don't worry, everything will be fine. But yeah, people do freak out. So that's an issue as well there.
Yeah, and I think it's perhaps important that people understand that all of this is normal.
Yes, it is.
Perfectly yeah. expected. And so, and as you were just saying as well, like, it's something you've seen enough times that it's not really even a surprise anymore. No. And so I think if you're someone that is looking to take on a decluttering project, again, whether you're doing it by yourself, whether you're getting an organizer involved, although if you're taking on a big one, I recommend the latter option.
Yes, of course.
Either way, you know, understand that it's okay to be anxious. It's okay to feel the desire to procrastinate, which sometimes just comes naturally because you're just kind of putting it off. But even I think afterwards, it's okay to also feel overwhelmed when you actually start to realize that even though conceptually you knew you needed it, when you start to see the stuff, you start to feel like, yeah. Whoa, I have so much to do. I'm never going to get this done in whatever time you have planned for it. Like, oh, I only have the organizer for a day and this is going to take forever. Or I've set aside a week to do this and my God, I'm going to take a month or whatever it is. That's okay too.
I know how to deal with it in that, you know, if I say I think it's going to take a day, it most probably is just going to take a day, and, you know, we'll work fast together and get through it. And there is a way to get through it because I've done it and I know how overwhelmed people feel. I don't get overwhelmed by looking at all the clutter. You will. So I go over that wall. So yeah, people shouldn't freak out. They shouldn't worry. Shalina's there. She'll help.
Yeah.
But it's the same for family and friends. And once or twice I have spoken to the partners. So now I am getting actually the couples booking me together. So that, and I do say to people, when it's spouses who don't want the other half to know that that I'm coming, I'm like, well, actually, you should tell them that I'm coming so that they understand and they don't freak out when they do turn up. But if they don't, there could be things like the husband turns up, you know, because the maid calls. But now, yeah, there are couples contacting me together and, you know, discussing it both with me and agreeing on the date and when I come and what areas to deal with. So that's great. They're working as a partnership to deal with this issue.
Yeah, and I think I'll add that, although I don't want to generalize for everybody, it is probably the toughest part of this of that process is to have that conversation, because the rest of it is about process. It's natural for us to shy away from that confrontation, perhaps, and it's natural for us to do that. I mean, I remember when you were on the radio a few weeks ago and you had a partner call you to say, my wife, she's hoarding and she's this and she's that, and I don't even know how to have this conversation with her and stuff like that. So I think that's we see that enough of that, not to generalize, and every case is different and you should handle it the best way you figure your partner will deal with it and all of that. But I think in general, it is probably better to have that conversation, however tough. Now, if they're not supportive, they're not on board, and then you deal with that, but it's better to have the conversation so it's not a surprise, because as much as you can get away with doing something while they're out of the house or away or on a trip, maybe, like whatever you might plan.
That does happen as well, yeah.
So as much as you might do that, you know, when they come back, it's going to be obvious that something has changed and something has moved around and something has been reorganized and some labels are there. And a proper decluttering process is very visible.
They claim it, they did it themselves.
I personally would think that's a worse conversation to have. Yeah. Like, why did you go through my stuff? Why did you organize my stuff, right? Yeah. And it's better to have it in advance to be like, look, I'm going to do this and I'm going to set all the stuff aside for you. When you come back, you can go look at it.
Yes, because it needs to be done, and with all members that are within the household, especially. I think the people outside of the household, the extra relatives, they maybe don't need to know, because they'll interfere, if that's the right word. It should be just the main member, you know, the people who live in your house that should be involved and should be told about this.
I think that part is like super important. Anybody that's in that house should be aware.
Yeah. including the maids, so that they don't call your spouses to tell you that what you're up to. But anybody else, that's just bringing, that will make you feel more overwhelmed. Even if they're very close to you, they will have judgment, I find. So remove that element. You know, if you've decided you want to do this, you do it. As with anything in life, if you've decided you want to do something, if it is sensible to a point, then do it. You don't need to get the permission of XYZ.
Awesome. So, you know, we recommend everybody consider decluttering, but we also recommend everybody have the conversation. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling anxious and stuff, of course, you can always get hold of Shalina and have a chat with her as well. And she can probably guide you better, which you can do by finding Declutter Me on social media or visiting decluttermeme.com and filling out the contact form. So that's our philosophical episode for this month, I think. And so we'll see you next week.
Bye.